Jombo, my friend, I'm glad that you're back and I'm glad that you're here. If this is your first time, this is What the Foss, a podcast where I go over a multitude of topics on mentality, if I could speak, mentality and physicality. And the thing I wanted to talk about today has to do with being vulnerable or vulnerability. And it's something that a lot of people, I don't think they really think about or want to think about, but it's something that came up for me just recently in my thought and in my mind, because I thought about how I trimmed back my facial hair. And I trimmed it back because I was doing some TV work and they needed somebody who was clean shaven. Now, most of the time I am not clean shaven. I keep a little bit of a beard on me, nothing too long. That's more of a Santa Claus beard, but also not clean shaven every single day. And kind of exposing my face like that made me feel a bit different when I was out in public, or I saw people who I know, or anything like that. And I think it's something that exposing ourselves or exposing a different side of us is something that's always seen as a weakness. It's seen as something that shouldn't be there or shouldn't be talked about or shouldn't be something that we're really aware of. And vulnerability, when I first think of vulnerability, I think of like a structure that's vulnerable, right? So you think you've heard possibly a different story or two about a house built on the sand versus like a house built on rocks, right? The house built on sand is more vulnerable because due to weather or if there's an ocean nearby that tends to wash away the base of it, then that house isn't very reliable and it's exposed to the elements. So in that way, it's seen as a negative, but also in society, a lot of the times, being vulnerable is kind of seen as a weakness, you know? That exposing something about you should all of a sudden put you down because you're not this perfect image that people want you to be, or what you want yourself to be. But I think vulnerability, when it's actually displayed the right way, is more of a strength. I think it's something that everybody should consider and really think about the facts when it comes to yourself actually being vulnerable. So I wanted to sit with you today to talk about that. But the main thing about being vulnerable is that you really have to be honest when you're talking about vulnerability with others, but also about talking about it with yourself. So I'm going to try to do that today as I give you three kind of facts that I think are actual factual statements when it comes to the sphere of vulnerability and what really encompasses truly being vulnerable and exposing yourself, not in a weird way, come on, exposing yourself to the world in a honest and really true light of who you actually are. So let's get into those facts that basically shape vulnerability, right? The first one that I've written down and that I went over in my mind was that you are who you surround yourself with. Now, this is a big one when it comes to vulnerability because you are the people who you surround yourself with. You can be most confident around those people, your real true self around those people who surround you on a day-to-day or week-by-week basis. That's something that I think you should consider when you think about your habits or you think about the way that you see yourself or the way that you see others. That can really shape how you view the rest of the world. If you're around a bunch of people who, you know, insult people all the time behind their back, or people who have, let's say, more habits where they're always eating junk food and they don't like to work out, or they're always being mean to each other, or whatever that case is, those things, whether you like it or not, those will affect you and most of the time how you actually are perceived to the world, but also how you perceive yourself. And I think when I think about that myself, I think about people who have been around me in the past, and I've had people who've been positive influences and they've been great. But I've also had people who have been pretty negative influences on my life. And I realized that I wouldn't be able to do the things I actually wanted to do and actually be myself and really expose myself to show people who I actually was if I was still around those people who were a negative influence. So being truly vulnerable, you really have to consider who you're around, because you need to surround yourself with the people of who you actually want to be, who you actually feel that you are, and how you want to be on a daily basis. I think I used to have habits that were way more on the lines of junk food, overeating, not exercising well, being negative towards others, being harshly negative towards myself. And the only way to figure out that I was in that was to really take a deep look at who I was around, who I surrounded myself with. So that's the first one to consider. Second one to consider, if you want to truly be vulnerable to those around you, is that you can feel things and you're allowed to feel things, but know when you don't know. That seems kind of confusing, so let me clear it up for you. If I break it down to the first bit of feeling things, right? Obviously, as guys, you're usually not told that like you can cry or you can actually feel a lot of these different emotions. And I mean, girls do it too, but we tend to bottle our emotions up inside, or we try to do something else to get rid of them instead of just like being in that moment and accepting that emotion. If I've had points where I've been depressed, I maybe tried to bottle it up and didn't try to think about it, or if I was angry, or if I was scared about something, or if I felt sorry about something, I maybe even tried to bottle that up. And it's not a good thing to do. It's not a good thing to display to others. And it's really something that we as humans aren't really good about doing. We're not really good about just being in the moment, being in that emotion. And if I feel lonely, I'm gonna feel lonely. I'm not going to just go to my phone again and try to drown out this lonely thought I have. I'm gonna accept that I'm lonely, but I'm gonna accept that I have that time to myself. Or if I'm happy, I'm gonna truly be in that moment of being happy or sad or angry or nervous, whatever that is, just accepting that emotions are a natural thing to have. The other bit is knowing when you don't know. Now, this is kind of a key one for me. A lot of the times I would tend to always say that I knew everything, and not in the sense of a know-it-all that I wanted to tell everybody everything I knew, but more in the sense of if somebody asked me about a topic or something like that, I would say, yeah, I know what you mean, when I really didn't. And I still kind of break that habit sometimes now, and I have to think about it sometimes before I give an answer of actually saying, no, I don't know. But it's really something that can strengthen you in the way, because you actually learn from other people about all these different things, because you're actually telling them, I do not know about this thing that you're talking about. But that's a key thing of being vulnerable, is sometimes, at least I think, if you're showing yourself to other people saying that you don't know things, that they'll perceive you as like stupid, or that you don't know anything, or why would they want to be around you if you don't know about these things that they know. And that's not really the case. You just have to be honest, say that you don't know something, and then people will inform you about that thing that you don't know. And that's how you learn, and that's how you grow to actually be a stronger person, but also be more knowledgeable about something that you actually weren't before. So those first two, you are who you surround yourself with. You can feel things, but also know that when you don't know. And the third bit is that you have to love yourself to fully love others. Now, I know that's kind of a weird way to phrase that, but I actually don't think it's that weird, because I think about stuff like this with thinking about things in the mirror. So if you are around a mirror, you can take a look at a mirror right now. If you're not, you can just imagine that you're in front of a mirror. What do you see? Now, you might see something completely different to what other people see. For example, if I looked in the mirror and I was critical about myself and I didn't care about myself, I would say, oh, well, I still get acne around my neck and random pimples on my arms. or that I feel like my eyes aren't centered, or I feel that my skin isn't great, or I'm fat in these areas, or that I'm not a good looking person, and all of these things that we kind of shoot ourselves down with, instead of actually just learning to love who you are. And that's the real way that you're able to create better friendships, better relationships with other people, if you can actually be vulnerable to who you actually are. Now, it's finding that line between putting yourself down completely about everything of these things that aren't really true, but also not living a lie and not living in the sense that you're perfect or you're the most amazing person ever or the most gorgeous person ever. I mean, I'm talking about everybody else. You're beautiful. Don't worry. But when you're looking in the mirror, you just have to realize that you need to love yourself before you can love others. And the way that you do that is by having little to no judgment about some of the things that you do or the ways that you look, because all of those things that are judgments about yourself, you think that other people care. They don't. They do not care at all. Because, and this is kind of a key, when you were thinking about that envision of yourself in the mirror, and when I was talking about mine, you probably didn't care about mine as much. You probably cared about yours. And that's what everybody else is doing. Everybody else cares about their own crap. They don't really care about any of the things that you see as flaws or imperfections about yourself. They only care about the stuff that they see as flaws or imperfections, put in quotes, about them. Just remember, you can fully be yourself around people and not have to fear it. You just have to surround yourself with the right people. You just have to truly feel the emotions and things that you want to feel and be honest with yourself and others about things that you love about yourself, not in a gloating way, but things that you really care about yourself and things that you really care about others. And just being emotionally available for anything that kind of comes along in your life. Just remember, to wrap some of this up, vulnerability really is about exposing yourself. And exposing yourself can seem scary. It can seem like you're going to get this kind of storm of judgment that comes over you. And that's sometimes, you know, that's the case, because being vulnerable can set you up for harm. But it can also make you a stronger person. It can make you grow a bit more to be a better person than you are now. And I think we can all strive to be better people. And the way that we can do that is through being more vulnerable, not only to ourselves and being honest with ourselves, but to everybody around us. I appreciate your time. Thank you for being here. I randomly have some viewers that are a fair percentage in Turkey, so shout out to you, Turkey. And to everybody else, wherever you are, I just want you to remember to take chances, make mistakes, and really think about being vulnerable, because it could be the thing that is holding you back from being who you truly want to be. We'll talk soon.